You know, it's wild to think about this. Like back in 1992, and the digital world was so new. I mean, most people were just getting familiar with even hearing about the internet. And at that same time, Royal Holloway, University of London, they went ahead and launched this program in information security.
Crazy, right?
It's almost hard to even imagine now when like we're all walking around with supercomputers in our pockets and, you know, we can broadcast ourselves to the entire planet whenever we feel like it.
Right.
But, you know, that early initiative back in 92, I mean, that was really visionary. It was laying the groundwork for what's become, you know, this absolutely essential field for all of us.
Yeah, for sure. You're absolutely right. That early recognition that securing these emerging digital technologies would be critical, like as they grew and evolved, it really speaks volumes about their foresight. What we take for granted today, like it required some serious vision back then.
Right, totally. And that brings us to the heart of what we're diving into today.
Right.
You shared this preface from a book, and it's called Cybersecurity Foundations, Fundamentals, Technology, and Society. And I mean, the title itself is kind of perfect. It really captures the massive scope of this whole thing.
Yeah, it does. It's not just about the technical details like the bits and bytes. It's like, looking through a much wider lens. It's much bigger.
Totally. And the authors, they use this preface to lay out their approach, like their fundamental way of thinking about and understanding this super complex world of cybersecurity. And it's really valuable, you know, it gives us this like framework to sort of wrap our heads around this landscape.
Right. And it can be a pretty overwhelming landscape, to be honest.
For sure. So for all of you listening, our aim in this deep dive is to kind of pull out those most valuable, like golden nuggets from this preface, right?
Right.
We want to give you the solid foundation in cybersecurity, you know, explore all these interconnected layers, all the different aspects, but we don't want to bog you down with tons of technical jargon.
Yeah, we don't want to get lost in the weeds.
Right. It's more like understanding the blueprint, like the big picture.
Yeah.
So we're going to explore why they wrote this book. You know, what were the author's goals? Like, what were they trying to achieve? And we'll talk about why grasping these basic concepts, these fundamentals, has become so crucial for anyone living in our digital world, not just for the tech specialists.
Right. Cybersecurity is everybody's business now.
Right, exactly. So let's just dive right in. Let's start with the origin story of the book itself. The preface mentions that it came out of this new online master's program, MSc in cybersecurity at Royal Holloway. And it's built on their well-established on-campus program, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And they also got inspiration from the UK's National Cybersecurity Centres,
Yeah.
Cybico, the cybersecurity body of knowledge.
That's a mouthful.
It is. So, I mean, right off the bat, you know, the fact that it's connected to this advanced academic program, it signals that it's, you know, rigorous and well thought out.
Absolutely. That connection to academia immediately lends credibility. And aligning it with CyBoC, that's huge. Because, CyBoC represents this sort of consensus among experts about what knowledge is really essential in cybersecurity. So it really shows they intend to base the book on these, like, well-established and recognized principles.
Totally. It's really interesting, too, that they highlight this challenge, right? That a lot of people, even those working in different areas of cybersecurity, struggle to connect all the dots, like see how everything fits together into this big, coherent picture.
Right. It's like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but not knowing how they fit together.
Exactly. And it seems like this book is really designed to be that bridge, to help people see the connections, to see how it all relates.
Exactly. It's about synthesis. You might be a total expert in, say, network security, but do you really understand how that intersects with, say, the human element in security or the core principles of cryptography? Having that holistic understanding is really key. And the authors saw this need for bringing everything together as like a central purpose of the book.
So it's about stepping back and seeing the whole forest, not just the individual trees. I
Exactly.
like that analogy. So the preface, it lays out five key concepts. These are the big ideas that underpin their whole approach. And the first one is painting the big picture.
Okay.
And it sounds like they've made a very deliberate choice here
Right.
to provide this broad overview rather than going super deep into every single little area.
Yeah. They're not trying to write the definitive encyclopedia of cybersecurity. I think they acknowledge that it would be impossible, to be honest, to cover every single aspect in detail.
Right.
Their goal is to introduce the reader to this wide range of interconnected areas. It's about understanding the scope, like how vast this field is, and the relationships between different areas without getting completely lost in all the tiny details, so you're not overwhelmed.
You don't want analysis paralysis.
Right, exactly. So for someone who's just starting out or just wants to get a solid grasp of the basics, this approach is incredibly valuable.
Absolutely, especially if you're not trying to become, you know, a specialist in a particular niche area right away.
Right.
The second key concept is focused on principles and core theory. And this one, I mean, this one really resonated with me, especially given how fast technology is always changing.
Yeah, and it's only going to get faster.
Right, it's insane.
But this is where focusing on the core theory becomes really crucial.
Right.
Because even as new threats, new technologies keep popping up, if you understand the underlying principles, you'll be much better equipped to adapt and make sense of the challenges as they evolve.
Right. Like, the fundamentals don't really change.
They don't. Hmm. And Royal Holloway, they've been in this game for a long time, like over 30 years.
Mm.
And their experience has shown them that these core principles, they endure, they last. So the books focus on those lasting foundations. It provides like a solid anchor in this constantly changing, shifting world of cybersecurity.
Yeah. It's comforting, I guess, because it can feel like you're on a treadmill that's going faster and faster, just trying to keep up with everything.
For sure.
So knowing those core principles are constant, it gives you this solid foundation to build on.
Exactly.
Okay, the third concept is Cyboc informed.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on this a little bit before. Can you break down Cyboc, you know, in simple terms?
Okay.
Like, what is it?
So think of Cyboc as like a map, a structured map of all the essential knowledge in cybersecurity.
Okay.
It's a collection of really detailed white papers put together by leading international experts that outline what they consider the fundamental knowledge you need in different areas of cybersecurity.
Okay.
It was originally designed to guide university programs, you know, give them structure. But it's become this widely respected reference point for the whole field.
Makes sense.
So when the book says it's Cyboc informed, it's signaling that it aligns with this expert consensus. It's like saying, hey, we're covering the stuff that the field as a whole recognizes as super important.
Oh.
It's like a stamp of approval.
Right. So it's this shared understanding among all the cybersecurity pros about what constitutes essential knowledge.
Exactly.
And this book intentionally incorporates that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cyboc itself, it's super detailed and can be a little dense.
Right.
But the authors have cleverly woven these key knowledge areas into their chapters. They even suggest that their book could act as a guide to navigate and connect different parts of Cyboc.
Yeah.
You know, making it more accessible.
Right. A little less intimidating.
Exactly.
That's really valuable, especially for someone who's just starting to explore this field.
For sure.
The fourth concept is that the book is aimed at, in parentheses, budding cybersecurity professionals.
Okay.
So our listeners, they come from different backgrounds, but this focus on professional development, it still seems super relevant.
Yeah, it is. Because even if you're not planning on a career in cybersecurity, just understanding the fundamental knowledge that the pros rely on, it gives you a much deeper, more informed perspective. You can better understand the challenges and how they're being addressed.
Right.
And since the authors are targeting people entering the field or already working in it, the content is really focused on broad foundational knowledge that applies to many different roles. So it gives valuable context for anyone who wants to understand the field more deeply.
It's like getting a peek behind the curtain.
Kind of.
Seeing how the pros think.
Yeah.
All right, the fifth and final concept is accessibility. And this is super important, especially for our listeners, because, you know, they come with different levels of technical expertise.
Exactly. And this is a core design principle of the book.
Yeah.
The authors explicitly say they assume no prior knowledge. They make a real effort to explain things clearly, avoid jargon, and make it approachable for newcomers.
That's great.
So someone who wants to learn but doesn't want to feel overwhelmed by technical complexity.
Right.
This book is for them.
Totally. It sounds like they really put a lot of thought into making this complex subject matter engaging and approachable for a wide audience.
Mm.
Now, the preface also talks about the importance of cybersecurity today, which, given how digital our lives are, seems kind of obvious.
Yeah, it's like saying water is wet.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But they do emphasize a really critical message that's worth highlighting.
Yeah, they stress that cybersecurity isn't just a technical issue.
Right.
Obviously, the technology used to protect our digital stuff is important,
mm-hmm.
but it's also about governance, you know, the policies, the procedures that organizations put in place. And it's about understanding how people and organizations interact with these digital environments.
Right.
We're all potential targets, but we're also part of the solution.
Yeah. It's not just about the technology. It's about the people using it.
Exactly. Robust cybersecurity needs this kind of synergy. You need strong technology, effective management practices, and a security-conscious culture among individuals and organizations.
Yeah.
If you neglect any one of these, the whole system weakens.
Right. It's a holistic approach.
Definitely.
Okay, so the preface also gives us a nice overview of the book's structure and contents.
Mm-hmm. 9 chapters organized around these 3 big themes: fundamentals, technologies, and societal aspects.
Okay.
So let's walk through them quickly, give our listeners a sense of what's covered.
Yeah, let's do it.
First chapter, naturally, is cybersecurity fundamentals, the foundation.
Right. Building that solid base.
Yeah.
This chapter sets the stage, defines those core concepts, the language we use in the field. It lays out the goals of cybersecurity. You know, what are we actually trying to achieve? And those key security services it provides. Things like confidentiality, integrity, availability.
Right. Keeping things secret, making sure they're accurate, and making sure they're accessible when you need them.
Exactly. And it introduces those fundamental principles of cybersecurity and outlines the different players in the ecosystem.
Okay, great. So then we move on to cryptography. This is one that people often find really complex, but it's absolutely crucial.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's the backbone of so much of what we rely on for secure communication and protecting data. Yeah. Cryptography is like the toolkit for digital security. This chapter explores that toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
It explains how key cryptographic tools work, like, you know, encryption and digital signatures, which are used for confidentiality and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the infrastructure that makes it all work, and how cryptography impacts the overall security of digital systems.
All right. After that, we get into computer system security. So this is about securing the core technology itself.
Right. This is where we get into the nitty-gritty of those defenses built into our computers, our operating systems.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key principles here is defense in depth.
Okay.
Layering those security mechanisms. So if one fails, you've got backup.
Right, like multiple layers of protection.
Exactly. So this chapter examines those mechanisms, things like operating system protections and those critical processes of authentication and authorization.
Right. So authentication is proving that you are who you say you are.
Right. Like with a password or, you know, a fingerprint scan.
Okay. And then authorization is about what you're allowed to do once you're in. It's exacto.
Got it. Chapter 4 is network security. And this is huge, right? I mean, we live in this incredibly connected world.
Everything's networked.
Everything. So much communication, data flying around. Securing those pathways is essential.
Yeah, absolutely essential. Given that almost all computer systems are connected through networks, especially the internet, this chapter looks at the major threats to network security and the technologies designed to protect us. So we're talking vulnerabilities in network protocols, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, things like that.
Okay, so firewalls are like barriers, right?
Mm-hmm. Controlling what comes in and out.
And intrusion detection systems, they're like the watchdogs, right?
Exactly. They're watching for suspicious activity.
Got it. Okay, next up is software and application security. And this highlights the fact that so many vulnerabilities can exist within the software we use every single day.
Right. In this chapter, it delves into the principles of developing secure software, understanding how malicious software, like malware, operates.
Mm-hmm. And those common vulnerabilities that can creep in during the development process.
Uh-oh.
And it explores techniques and best practices for writing more secure code, so you prevent those vulnerabilities in the first place.
Right. Build security in from the ground up.
Exactly.
Okay. Then we shift gears a bit with cybersecurity management. This really underlines that idea that it's not just about the tech itself. It's about how it's managed.
Yeah. This is about the human side of things, the organizational aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So this chapter, it gets into practical management strategies, things like, you know, identifying risks, mitigating risks, responding to security incidents.
Right.
And ensuring compliance with all those sometimes annoying regulations.
Right. And it also emphasizes that human factor.
Yeah. People are often the weakest link.
So true. Chapter 7 is cybercrime, which is, well, it's the bad guys.
The dark side. This chapter dives into all the nasty stuff, the malicious activities targeting our digital worlds and the motivations behind them. So we're talking different forms of cybercrime, from financial gain to ideological attacks and the different types of criminals.
Right. And it talks about social engineering too, right?
Big time.
Yeah.
Because that's a huge part of it, tricking people into giving up information or access.
Right. And it also talks about how difficult it can be to investigate and prosecute cybercrime.
Yeah. It's a real challenge. The digital world makes it much harder to track these guys down.
Absolutely. Okay. The second to last chapter is privacy. This is a big concern for a lot of people.
Yeah, and it gets bigger every day.
Right.
This chapter explores the complex world of privacy in the digital age, legal and ethical considerations. So what does privacy actually mean? How do laws protect it?
Mm-hmm.
And how can technology both threaten and protect our privacy?
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
And finally, the last chapter, human aspects. I like that they end with this. Because it brings it all back to us, right?
Yeah, it all comes down to people in the end.
Right. We're both the biggest vulnerability and the most important part of the defense.
So this chapter is all about the impact of human behavior and psychology on cybersecurity.
Hmm.
So we're talking personality traits, actions, the concept of security culture in groups and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding these human elements is essential if we want to design effective security measures and create a more security-aware world.
Absolutely. So that's the whole shebang. 9 chapters covering a huge amount of ground.
Yeah, pretty comprehensive.
And what's great is they include learning objectives, summaries, exercises, and further reading in each chapter, you know, features to help people really learn and engage with the material.
Yeah, those are so helpful. They give you a roadmap for each chapter, reinforce the key concepts, and offer ways to dig deeper if you want. It's a really well-structured approach to learning.
Totally. Now, the preface also includes acknowledgments, which, you know, beyond just being polite, they actually offer us a glimpse into how collaborative this field is.
Yeah, it's not a solo sport.
Right. It mentions that the book draws on materials from their long-running master's program at Royal Holloway, and it thanks various colleagues for their contributions and reviews of specific chapters. Like, they specifically name people associated with each chapter.
Right. Like Peter Komisarczyk for Cybersecurity Fundamentals,
yeah,
and Lizzie Coles-Kemp for Human Aspects, for example.
Yeah. And that shows, you know, how much collaboration goes into putting together a book like this. It emphasizes that cybersecurity is this field where sharing knowledge and refining it is crucial.
Yeah, everyone benefits from that collective wisdom.
Absolutely. So to wrap up our deep dive into this preface, it's clear that the goal here was to create a resource that gives you this broad, interconnected understanding of cybersecurity. It's not trying to be the be-all and end-all encyclopedia,
right?
But it aims to provide a solid foundation built on enduring principles. And it's informed by that established body of knowledge, the CyBoC.
Mm-hmm.
And what's key is that it's designed to be accessible for anyone.
Yeah, they want everyone to be able to understand this stuff.
Whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro.
Exactly.
So for our listeners, you know, this foundational knowledge is so important, because our lives are just getting more and more intertwined with digital technology. And with that comes risk.
Right. It's unavoidable.
But understanding these fundamentals, it gives you power. It empowers you to navigate this landscape more confidently. You can make informed decisions about your own security and privacy.
Exactly. And as technology continues to evolve, those fundamentals will help you understand new threats, new technologies, and make smart choices about your own security practices. And it helps you see the bigger picture, how cybersecurity impacts society as a whole.
Totally. So here's a final thought for everyone listening. As you continue to learn about cybersecurity and you see new developments, think about this. Given how interconnected technology and human behavior are in this whole world of cybersecurity, what single fundamental principle do you think will be the most crucial one for protecting our digital future?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's something to really ponder. It highlights that constant need for critical thinking and adapting as the cybersecurity landscape keeps changing.
Right.
For sure.
Well, thank you all for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
We hope it's given you a good starting point, a solid framework for continuing to explore the really crucial world of cybersecurity.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Absolutely. So keep learning, keep exploring, and stay safe out there.
Stay safe.